Our kids at times ask us for pocket money. They say, "Mum or Dad, give me £5, give me £10. And as we know, it's a fast food culture. They say, we want to buy a burger meal and it's going to cost us X amount. Can you please give us the money so we can go and purchase it?" Now, the parent takes out the money, gives it to the child and thinks his job or her job ends there. No. Remember, we live in a very dangerous time. We have to ensure that our child is spending that money where he said he was going to spend it. Now, if he said he's going to buy food, then you must find out whether he bought food or not, or she bought food or not. If they wanted money for clothes, you have to try and find out what the money was spent on. And those parents who are neglectful, those parents who think, "I can't invade into their privacy," they are those who suffer in the long term. Because once you give your child a free hand, you let them loose. Here's the money. You wanted £10, you wanted £20. And you're not even asking where they're spending it. Allah forbid, if that child becomes a drug addict, if that child begins to spend that money on haram things, then we'll be stuck. So, yes, you should be affectionate towards your children. You should try to fulfill their permissible desires, but you should also stay on top of things as well, as much as you can. Why? Because "Oo anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." The Quran tells us, save yourselves and your children from the fire of hell. This asking today will save us tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. And it should be done with wisdom, of course, beautiful words, and it shouldn't be done in a harsh and strict manner.